Chapter 2. I went underwater for what seemed like forever. By the time I got back to the surface, the Abraham Lincoln had gone away. I screamed, but nobody answered. My clothes were getting heavier, and it was getting harder to keep my head above the water. I thought I was going to die as my head went under the water when a hand pulled me back above the waves. It was Conseil. He had jumped into the sea to save me. "We are on our own, sir," Conseil said. "The rudder and propeller on the Abraham Lincoln are broken, and it can't come to rescue us." I was terrified and started to scream and wave my arms about in panic. But Conseil was calm and set about working to save us. He took out a knife and cut off our clothes so they weren't weighing us down. It was much easier to keep our heads above the water without our clothes. I hoped that the Abraham Lincoln was sending out the lifeboats to look for us. After 3 hours in the water, I was so tired, I started to sink again. But Conseil was there to save me. When the light of morning came, we found that we were completely alone. The Abraham Lincoln was nowhere in sight, and there were no lifeboats in the water. Conseil started to panic now. He was yelling. And then the two of us heard a buzzing sound in the distance. Conseil yelled again, and a voice called back to him. We were both so tired that we couldn't stay above the water anymore. I started to sink, and then hit something hard. I opened my eyes and saw Ned Land was standing next to us. He was completely calm and standing on a floating island. He had been thrown off the ship like I had too. The floating island was made of metal, and we all believed that it must be the giant narwhal covered with steel plating. I kicked the steel and didn't know what to think, other than my giant narwhal was man-made. I had so many questions about the narwhal, but Ned didn't have any answers for me. "I've been standing here for hours, and it hasn't moved at all," Ned told me. "If this narwhal has been made by a man, then it must have a crew, and we are safe," I cried. As soon as the words were out of my mouth, the narwhal started to sink beneath the water. I knew that if it went under the water, we were all dead. I tried to find some kind of opening so that we could get inside. "Damn pirates!" Ned shouted as he kicked the narwhal. All of a sudden, a hatch on the narwhal opened and a man popped out of it. He cried in surprise when he saw us and disappeared again. Then 8 men came out of the vessel and grabbed us. They took us down into the narwhal, and we were prisoners. We were thrown into a dark cell, and the door was locked behind us. I had no idea where we were. Ned was shouting at the men that had locked us in the cell. He had a knife in his hand. He was ready to fight anyone that tried to hurt us. I tried to explore the room. There were no windows, and the walls were steel and smooth. There was a table in the cell, and there was a mat on the floor. We sat in the cell for half an hour before anyone came. A lamp was lit, and light filled the cell. It was so bright that I was blind for a moment. Ned still had his knife out and was ready to fight. The door to the cell was opened, and 2 men came in. One of them was short and looked very powerful. The other man was tall and was far more impressive than the short man. They were both wearing suits that were made of sealskin. They talked to each other in a language that I couldn't understand. They didn't try to talk to us, but just looked at us instead. I thought the short man must be the captain, and I tried to talk to him in French, but he didn't reply. Ned tried to talk to him in English, but he didn't reply either. Conseil tried German, but still the man didn't say anything to us. The 2 men started to talk to each other again, and Ned lost his temper. "Calm down, Ned," I said. It took a while for Ned to stop shouting, but he did calm down. I thought that the men must be Turks, Arabs, Indians, or Spaniards, but I didn't know which of them they could possibly be. Another man came in who was a servant. He was carrying clothes for each of us to wear. Ned had his own clothes, but my clothes and Conseil's clothes were floating in the ocean. We got changed into the clothes the servant bought while he set the table for us. He brought us dinner that had fish in it, but the rest of it was a mystery to me. It was still good to eat. I looked at the cutlery on the table. All of it had the same thing written on it, Mobilis in mobile, dash N. It meant mobile in the mobile element. The mobile element was the water. I didn't know what the N meant, but I thought it must be something to do with the name of the captain. After dinner, we were all so tired that we fell asleep on the floor. I woke up before Ned and Conseil. We had been asleep for a very long time, and a servant had come in to clear the table while we were sleeping. When Ned and Conseil woke up, we all agreed that we must have been asleep for a whole day, and that we were all very hungry. The three of us started to talk about what we should do. Conseil and I wanted to wait and see what happened, but Ned wanted to escape as soon as possible. I now knew that this ship wasn't a narwhal at all. It was a submarine vessel. As much as Ned wanted to escape, I didn't think it would do us any good. We were underwater, and there was no way that we could escape. "We need to stay calm for now and wait how things turn out," I told Ned. He agreed, but the longer we sat in the cell, the angrier Ned got. Nobody was bringing us anything to eat, and I thought that we had been left to rot in the cell. When the servant finally came back to the cell, Ned was so angry that he grabbed the servant by the throat. Conseil jumped on Ned and tried to pull him off the servant. A moment later, the short man came into the cell and said in French, "Let him go. Listen to me." Ned let go of the servant. The servant ran out of the cell as the short man stood there. He was clearly the captain. The three of us waited for the captain to speak again. He was a very clever man who spoke English, French, German, and Latin. He had been playing games with us and wanted time to think about what to do with us. He knew who each of us were and how we had ended up on his ship. His name was Captain Nemo. I couldn't tell where he was from because he spoke French without an accent, but he didn't seem like a Frenchman. "You have caused me a big problem by coming here. I broke with humanity a few years ago and didn't expect to find myself seeing other people again," Nemo said. "I swear it was an accident," I said. "But you were trying to sink my submarine," Nemo replied. "Your submarine has been attacking other ships. We thought it was a monster, and it had to be stopped," I said. "You would have tried to sink my submarine even if you knew it wasn't a monster," Captain Nemo said. I didn't know what to say to him. "You are my prisoners. I could have abandoned you in the sea, but I decided to save you instead," Captain Nemo said. "Only a savage would treat us like this," Ned growled at Nemo. "I am not part of humanity anymore. I don't care what you think," Nemo said. I thought that Nemo was in charge of an unstoppable machine and living outside of the law. It made me very uncomfortable being the prisoner of a man like that. "You will stay on my submarine. You are free, but I will lock you up when I need to, and I will only let you out again when I decide to. You won't leave the submarine, and you must promise not to escape. As long as you agree to this, you can stay on my ship," Nemo said. I tried to argue with Captain Nemo about setting us free, but he was worried that we would tell everyone about his submarine. We all eventually agreed to do what Nemo wanted, but Ned said, "I will not promise not to try and escape." The captain turned to me and said, "Mr. Aronnax, I read your book about undersea life, but you have a lot to learn. I'm going to take you on an undersea tour so that you can learn what you don't know." I forgot all about being a prisoner and having no freedom. I was excited. I was so excited about being able to explore the undersea world that it didn't matter whether I was a free man or not. "What should we call you?" I asked him. "You will call me Captain Nemo. Nemo is Latin for no one," the captain said. He called for his servant to come back into the cell using his strange language. The servant disappeared, and Nemo told Ned and Conseil that there was food waiting for them in their cabins. Nemo took me to the dining room to eat with him. The dining room was full of oak furniture, china, porcelain, and paintings. It looked like a grand room in a grand house. Captain Nemo was very proud of his dining room and must have been a rich man before he broke with humanity. The table was full of food that I didn't recognize, but it all tasted very good. "I don't know what most of this stuff is, but it is all gathered from the sea. The oceans are mine to farm and hunt. The meat on the table is turtle, And the thing that looks like stewed pork is dolphin liver, Nemo told me. What is your ship called? I asked as we ate. It is the Nautilus, he replied. You must have a very good chef on the Nautilus, I said. Yes, he is a very good chef. He can even make sea slugs taste good, Nemo told me. We talked about where everything on the ship came from. Nemo told me that everything had come from the sea. The clothes, the beds, even the pens and ink I was given to write with came from the sea. Nemo loved the sea. He talked about how it was the place that all life had come from, and that it was free from the laws of unjust and immoral men. He had no master out at sea, and was truly free on the Nautilus. When we had finished eating, Nemo offered to take me on a tour of the Nautilus.